Benson Garden Club. As mentioned previously, the Garden Club finished its programme of speaker events in May. The talks begin again in October, but now is the club's season for being out and about and visiting gardens, and details are available on the club's website. So far this season, members have enjoyed a number of gorgeous gardens, including Kidmore Garden and Vineyard. While on a grand scale, comprising 14 acres set in landscape gardens, there were still plenty of ideas to take back home. For example, the Calla lilies were magnificent, standing out against the background of the red brick Queen Anne house. But Calla lilies also grow well in containers, although you will need to keep them in a frost-free place over winter. One of the beauties of gardens is how they change with the seasons, so being able to enjoy that perfect moment of a particular feature when you visit is always special. So although the white wisteria could not be enjoyed by us at this time, the walled garden also included delphiniums, with their beautiful spikes of colours providing magnificent height in the border. Again, this is something you can replicate in a more contained setting. All in all, there was plenty to see, including many water features, a rose garden, and, being a working vineyard, a hectare of vines. Finally, there was a large sweet chestnut tree on the lawn, which was possibly planted with the house around 1680. There is always something majestic about an ancient tree. The trunk was huge. Apparently, sweet chestnuts can live for up to 700 years, according to the Woodland Trust website, so plenty of seasons remain to witness its changing colours. The club is already looking forward to next season's speaker programme, including welcoming Chris Beardshaw on the 6th of November with his talk, Painting with Plants. Tickets are now available for this event, so please email us to purchase or buy them in person from Derry's Den at 26 High Street, Benson. And do take a look at our speaker programme on our website to see our full lineup. And that was written by Liz Harrison.